of February. And then also discuss on the statutory appointment. Any corrections or any issues to be amended on page 1 of the minutes and page 2. First item opening there, which leads us to page 3 of the minutes.
Okay. I just refresh my mind on remember to what said from the Senate in the interview. Quite long, I mean,
we did have additional member. Yes, on the day. Yes, the seat of ten. Alright, then it means we are on page 2 and 3 of the minutes. Okay. So you mean the first page on the attendance by committee members. RMPD is correct? Oh yes. Okay, we couldn't double up on those. Yes, we have to just leave. The trimming. Okay, honorable David.
Thank you, Chairperson. On page 3, under deliberations, it says that the committee deliberates and resolves as follows. 1, all communication to entities will be done through the Minister of Communication. I don't have any recollection of resolving resolving to do that. I'm just not quite clear exactly what it means. Perhaps you could just explain what that means. Thank you.
Okay, just on that matter, just quickly, normally when we invite the entities of the department, we actually send an invite to the minister and we also give them an invite directly so that they can say, the minister knows that they're coming and they can say nobody has seen it. They've got a unit in the minister's office which coordinates the entities as well so that it assists them to also put up presentations on time. What if they, even the presentation, if it can't come on time, we are going to blame more the minister. Yeah, so that is what it actually implies. Any other issue?
Just to follow up on that.
Okay.
If I remember correctly, we had a discussion in that meeting around who decides which board members come with the minister, and whether or not it's up to the minister to decide who comes from the SABC, because remember the SABC board should get an arm's length from the minister and has some autonomy. So, I mean, I don't remember agreeing to that resolution, I must say, and I don't remember us even taking that resolution, so I'm not sure why it's reflected here. Because if I remember correctly, the thrust of the conversation is more that the SABC board should decide who comes from the SABC board, and hopefully all of them, and it's not just up to the minister to decide who comes from the board.
Maybe just to clear that, Honourable Davis, we can, if we want, a particular member, we can say we are requesting, depending on the agenda. But if we are saying the minister together with the board must come, the minister will make a determination. If there is a specific issue as a portfolio, we do have the right to call, maybe even an individual member from the portfolio committee. But in this instance, we are actually governed by how we should work with the individual portfolio committees of government. So there's nothing wrong with this one, but of course, we can call, say for instance there's an issue we need to raise with someone, we can call. But also we don't skip the minister. We tell the minister that we've invited a person, these are the issues, this is the agenda. So on this one, actually it's in terms of the governance of parliament, that's how we actually function.
I make a suggestion then, just because the wording then is slightly different. Perhaps it should say that all communications to entities will be communicated to the Minister of Communication. Because this makes it sound as if we need to get the Minister's permission before we communicate to the entities. But I mean, of course, there's nothing wrong with us letting the shareholder know but I would hate for us to bind ourselves to a rule where we have to always check with the minister first before we ask anybody to come before the committee.
Yeah. Okay, I think we'll take that correction. Let's correct it in that way. Thanks, Honourable Davis. We're still on page 1, 2 and 3. Members are free to revisit any other issue again. If not, page 4 of the minutes. And this is the last page. Okay. Having gone through with corrections and amendments, any move up for the adoption of the minutes? Honourable Sally, moving for adoption. Any seconder? Thanks. Yeah, seconded by Honourable. Hey, we're going to kill me, Mr. You guys' name. This time it can't be anymore. I should know it's getting me. Yeah, it's a long time now. Thanks, Honourable Members. We're done with the minutes of the 17th of March. And let's proceed to the minutes of the 24th of March. Page 1 of the minutes. Is that attending? Moon. Mm-hmm. Your name? Were you there? Okay. Page 2 of the minutes. That page 2 is almost the last. And if the no correction amendment, any move for adoption? Honourable Zeli, moving for the adoption of the minutes, seconded by Honourable Keta. Thank you, Honourable. We'll take the next step. It's the set of the 21st of April. There were a lot of items to the ATP process. That's when we had all the entities. Yes. So we had all entities, including ourselves, presenting from the side of the content advisor. It was a really engaging long meeting. Page 1 of the minutes and page 2 is actually attendance together with agenda. Page 3. And then page 4. Page 5. If no corrections, amendments, can I propose for removal for the adoption and Honourable Van Dyke moving? Honourable Van Dyke moving for the adoption. I think I'm still in shock. Okay, apologies. And then any seconder? Seconded by Honourable Keta. Thank you very much. Well, then we can move to the set of minutes of the 22nd of April. On the agenda, it was a presentation by GCIS on the strategic plan and annual performance plan. Actually, it's the continuation of this same meeting, but it was the next thing. Also, I think we were on the agenda and additional one was the presentation by the Films and Publication Board. So it's those two agendas that we did as an amendment, we have to add the second one of FCB presentation. Honourable Sunday, correctly so to speak.
And there's nothing on this, but I just want to ask 2.1. Is there anybody that forward any of those requests, information that we requested? Is that forward that to the committee? Yes. Or to the chair?
2.1.
Yes, on this.
Let's hold on to that one.
Okay.
Can we deal with what we're dealing with, but I'll get questions on the first page. Second page. Third page. Fourth page. And the last page, then we take page 5. Any correction, amendments? If not, any move for the adoption of the minutes? Thank you. Honorable Kadmi, moving for the adoption of the minutes. Seconded by Honorable Ndongeni. Thank you, Honorable Nana. Honorable Sunday, though I deal with minutes, but the introduction has been related to this matter. And of course, I remember there was a reminder from our office was renewed this thing. And after the reminder, there's a document that he sent, right? From MDDA. Yes. But I think they responded very, very late, but it's something that is there, and we'll just have to go through that, and we'll send it. I'm sure it came just when we're about to go to the first. Okay. So we'll just keep that note here. You keep it. You know, if you don't see it, you just have to find out from us what happened, but they were reminded and they ultimately did send. Minutes of the 5th of May. On that day, we also did an adoption of our second term committee program. We looked into the shortlisting of candidates for the ICASA. We also did with a briefing by Minister of Social. We had a briefing by the Minister of Social Development. Actually, the minister was not there, but we had a briefing by the Department of Social Development on the progress made relating to people with disabilities. Members will remember the deputy minister was on her way, but was doubling up because there were other meetings and tried very hard to come to our meeting because she had a passion and interest on the matter of which is settled, but she ended up not arriving. So we have to consider the department too. Page 1, page 2 of the minutes. Page 3, and this is the last page. Any corrections, amendment? If not, any mover for the adoption of the minutes? Moved by Honorable Kekani, seconded by Honorable Pascal. Thank you very much. Remember, now we're on the 12th of May. The agenda there. So we're discussing the program again. We can't discuss it twice. Okay. First, we adopted it at first. Second, we discussed it. Possibly there were issues that needed us to engage with. Okay. It was also the shortlisting of candidates for the SAPC and the adoption of the budget vote report. It's only one pager. Members should indicate if there's any correction in page 1 and 2 of the minutes. If there's no correction or amendment, any mover for the adoption of the minutes? Moved by Honorable Teddy, seconded? By? Oh. Honorable Gentlemen, seconded. I didn't see your hand, Honorable Member. Thank you. Then we can move to the minutes of the 26th of May. It was still another short listing for the SAPC. It was also the briefing by the Constitutional and Legal Services Unit of Parliament on the legal opinion on the removal of the SAPC board member. And those are the members that attended at page 1. Page 2 of the minutes. Honourable
Davis. Thank you, Chairperson. On page 2, under point 4 deliberation, point 4.3, it says that the SABC board matter must be dealt with expediently. Now, expediently means to suits a particular agenda. You deal with something, you know, politically expedient, because it's something that you want to, you know, you do it expediently. So I think that this is wrong. Because unless we want to deal with these things expediently...
What are you suggesting, Honourable?
Well, I think the word expediently is wrong.
That's and then okay.
It should be expeditiously.
Okay.
Which means fast.
Okay, you should...
If something expediently is because you have your own self-interest that you're taking care of. So,
can you then correct, amend the word?
I mean, I know that some people do want to deal with the SABC expediently.
David, you have made your amendment. Thank you very much. So we're taking what expeditiously. Thank you for the correction, Honourable David. And then, and the third page, any other correction? Yes, I think all the correction already done and will be corrected. So, any mover for the adoption of the minutes? This one was supposed to be moved by Honourable David. Okay, and moved by Honourable Nogeni, seconded by
Honourable
Hans Garvey. Thank you very much. Thanks. Members, we're only remaining with two sets now. The set of the 9th of June, it's only June remaining now. On the 9th of June, it was a consideration of the report on filling of vacancies and the independent communication of South Africa that is discussed. And these were the minutes that I'm sure for the report from the subcommittee. Any amendments on page 1, page 2, and page 3? Okay. If there are no amendments, any mover for the adoption of the minutes? Moved by Honorable Kitani. Any seconder? Seconded by Honorable Kadmi. Thank you very much, Honorable Members. Very, very last set of minutes. This was where the minutes of the 23rd of June. It was a briefing by the Minister of Communication on the Memorandum of Incorporation of the SACC, Broadcasting Charter and Legislation and Governance Instruments for various entities under the Department of Communication. First page, second page, largely people who attended. Any corrections there? If not, can we then go to page 3 of the minutes? Page 3. Okay, lastly is page 4 of the minutes. Page 4, Honourable David.
Thank you, Chair. I would just like to, at the bottom of page 4, under conclusion, it says the economic freedom fighters insisted that the committee must notice objection. I just think that we must put there that the Democratic Alliance also vociferously objected, because the whole thrust of the meeting was that we objected to the minister overturning that legal opinion. So if we could just note the Democratic Alliance's objection, please.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, can it be noted? Sure. That was the last page. With the amendments proposed, any mover for the adoption of the minutes? Moved by Honourable Kekani, seconded by Honourable Mbangin. Thank you very much, Honourable Member. So the first part of our agenda is now adopted, and our minutes were almost up to date with our minutes. Minutes in Parliament do get recorded as a proper report for implementation. If you implement, it is important that we also have adopted the minutes. Thank you very much for that. Can we then move to the next agenda item, which is the program for the third Okay. Honourable members will realize when they look at the proposed third term program that issues of interviews are not actually on put there. Obviously, include only a written interview after we have advertised. So we might honorable members request members for some days, but they will be negotiated well in advance once that happens. But actually we'll be moving towards the area of advert first. So members shouldn't be surprised why we do not have dates for the interviews and so on, when we also have those tasks of dealing with it. So on the second of June, which is today, it is what we're doing, as noted on the 4th of August. On the 11th of August, it's a meeting that we're supposed to have it in the past term, but because Parliament had been shifting dates, we ended up on that date when the minister was already outside the country, and therefore it's a meeting that, you know, it's from the second term to the third. It was a standing meeting, and it's going to take place in the next Tuesday. So it means it's going to be a joint meeting of the Portfolio Committee on Telecommunication and Postal Services, together with ourselves, while we're giving the briefing by the Minister of Communication on and both and the Minister for Telecommunication on the state of the readiness of the digital migration. It will be S25. It is short now, because this is a movie. And that's exactly what I'm asking, because this is a small venue. If you manage, like you said in the past time, the venue is a little bit of a problem around Parliament. This is a small venue, but normally he can be able to negotiate with some colleagues and they get a swap of a venue, because we need a bigger venue, especially since the joint committee, and it will depend on your good skill of negotiating. Okay. Yeah, well, I'm just reminded that the select committee is also coming from the NSOP on the same issue, which will therefore be marked as a real bigger meeting, because all committees that focuses on this matter will be part of the meeting. The 18th, we have a briefing by the Department of Communication on the first, the second, and the third quarterly performance and expenditure report. Members will remember that we have an obligation after we've passed the budget to evaluate if they are actually implementing in accordance to what they put on the APT. So it's part of some obligations we can see that we're carrying over, because it was a tight year again. We're carrying over some of them. In the future, we'll be spreading them so that we can focus further in terms of seeing whether the budget is being spent in accordance to what they put before us, and in terms of itemized properly that same way. So this is part of what we'll see if do we have value for money on the implementation of the work of government. Or that will be on the 18th. So it's a huge meeting as well, and fortunately for us, we also have a big few. Tuesday the 25th is discussion on the second Pledge Committee Oversight Report of the Department of Communication and its entity. Oversight reports also get presented in the National Assembly, as you can see now. We've got the third, and we haven't actually put the first and the second. So actually, in terms of the program of Parliament, the items that are listed for the committee reports, we're under pressure. We do need to look into that, and we would appreciate if that report should be sent well in advance to members, so that on this day you are able to maybe. And also comments, the members can comment before we come here, so that we can integrate maybe the comments in advance, so that once we come to this meeting, that hasn't become the longest. But it's going to present the full report of the oversight that will be presented to the House. On the 1st of September, it's the briefing by Minister of Communication on the implementation of contract recommendation. Members will remember we haven't dealt with the contract report ever since we constituted. We've only been talking about it and it's integrated into our report, but we haven't had a contract. And I'm sure it will tie largely also with GCIS, but we'll hear how the department is actually implementing it. and then it should be the briefing again by the Minister of Communication on the ICASA frequency spectrum policy and regulation. So it's also one area which has the entire country's interest, which we also were also going to deal with there. Okay, should I go through all and then we'll get back to that? I can have noted around the second one. And then there's also the evaluation of the committee's annual performance plan and presentation of the initiative of the ICT oversight tool. On this one, honorable members, it is a task that is directly on the doorstep of the communication portfolio committee, also a communication portfolio committee. Part of we should be the first ones. Actually, the introduction of an improved oversight ICT is going to be introduced through us. There is a pilot as well that Parliament is conducting. Sometimes maybe it may, you know, there might not be a need for us to call people. We can be able to do that through technology. You know, you've got Skype, you've got various kind of things. So we'll be seeing what the Parliament has actually put up. But as the communication for the committee, we'll be lucky that we'll be the first one to do the test of, you know, efficient and much more shorter processes of doing the oversight. Because things are too many. Since if we're able to sample up, you know, we've got first, second and third reports that we need to do an evaluation, it shows that we're now piling up our oversight. Possibly we can have an efficient way of other things, we do them much easier. Others we go directly to oversight. So it will be on the ICT technology of the oversight tool. It's a model that portfolio committees will be using, and lucky for us, we will be modeling that kind of a technology. And also, but not only modeling, it will be engaging on it, you know, what it will be presented, will be engaged, we'll be looking if it works well, is it correct, what, you know, from our perspective, what is it that we think should be a model. So we'll be critiquing that kind of a tool that is being brought, because sometimes we're completely backward, but it's, you know, we can be. Unfortunately for us, we don't have the head like that. That's the portfolio of communication. 15th of September, it will be the briefing on the Independent Communication Authority of South Africa. That is the CASA and MDDA on the community media, the work that they're doing. It's good for us to come oversight who already have issues that we know very well that we need them to give feedback. The good thing is that now we will be using what we have seen as, you know, practically once they present how does it link to cleaning up all those areas. Because they will be moving into the area of the community radio, community broadcast. It will be the start. They will have to do that presentation. The next one, it's a broader meeting where we have the briefing by the Broadcasting and Media Association on the status of community media in South Africa. So we're going to have NCRF doing the presentation, and we're going to have NAB, meaning that we've got all stakeholders, the NAB, and we've got the AIP, that is one of the other forums, and we've got the SACF. We can see the fully fledged meaning of those abbreviations, right? It will be the stakeholders. And on the, in fact, remember that the 15th, the 15th and 16th is 1 week. It's committee weeks there. We've got two committees, that one where we have the 15th and the 16th. Another committee which is that one of the 22nd. So on the 22nd and 23rd is the seminar with community media and representatives on the state of the community media. So that's the focus largely for this chat, which is also in accordance to our annual 5-year plan for the portfolio committee, including the annual performance plan, so meaning that you are on course, but it will help us to touch all other areas. So that is what I want to present. And before I even invite any hands, I am inviting hands. I know that there was already a hand from Honorable Davis. in relation to PASA, which is, I don't know whether it's PASA. Let me just allow you to tell me what are the issues we are raising there.
Thank you, Chairperson. Just on the plan as it stands, on the 1st of September and the 8th of September, I just feel that we should consider having a joint meeting with telecoms, because on the 1st of September we're discussing frequency spectrum policy, and a lot of that relates to broadband, which falls within the remit of telecommunications. So I just would like to suggest that we make that a joint meeting with telecoms, given that the subject matter overlaps so much with them. And also on the 8th, the ICT oversight tool, it seems to me that that should also be a joint meeting with telecoms, because, you know, ICT is really the purview of the Minister of Telecommunications. I mean, he's driving an ICT review policy, and it would seem strange for us to be dealing with this and not them, or dealing with it without them. So I'd like the committee to perhaps discuss the possibility of a joint meeting like we are having with digital migration. That's just one issue. I've got a couple of other issues, Chairperson. I don't know if I can put them on the table now, or would you like me to wait?
Maybe let's take it issue by issue, so that you don't lose your point. Yeah, on this one, I think we will initiate that process. We accept that, we agree to it on the 1st, particularly the 1st of September. It will initiate the joint meeting. I'm sure it's correct for us to do it that way. Can we know that and work on it and try to get our adherents coming together? Because if say, for instance, telecoms is being launched, we have a commitment, we can also stop the 8th and the 5th. But I need to still come back to the 8th. On the 8th, Honourable David, that is the Parliament ICT. You know, but we can still see if maybe we want to broaden it, but yes, we've got a relation with telecoms. We'll also look at it. But it's not necessarily on like the ICT affair, the portfolio of the minister. It's us now as Parliament putting us on the ICT platform. So we will look into, likely the first we accept for home to work on it. The second, if it can be a partnership, it's fine, then we'll look at it. But if it's not, then we're going to proceed in accordance to our plan. Yeah, other issues? Honourable Kitani,
Thank you very much, let me start by saying that I support the program, because of what I was going to raise was the 1st of September issue. So I'm covered. Let's go to the last issue, constituency fuel. As what I just said, I don't know, but through your advice, that you can talk about one, the issue of maybe taking that maybe, Chair, you do a research checking the possibility of taking a trip to Australia or anything, and check how the communication portfolio policies are within the in terms of our way, and see how best we can go and check other countries, what are they doing in terms of communication. Thank you.
Thanks for the look again. Yeah, let me take your second issue. Yes, your second issue is correct. We've been working on that. If we can have an oversight, but it won't be on the constituency period. Parliament does allocate the oversight time. You know, I know that the other structures do have very massive time meetings, you know, and I know they've already planned meeting in the constituency period, so we might find that other members meet, you know, and some other conferences or congresses, you know, depending on, you know, how groups of various parties plan for their constituents. So the plan is that there is an oversight time period that is allocated. We have, there's a proposal that I found the portfolio committee have done, which was looking at the DTT. The DTT, yes. Which we think we can start discussing looking at it as members. and seeing if we are comfortable with it or want to suggest something otherwise. But we have actually taxed it because we had that oversight is next year. Yeah. The international, or it can be national as well if you want to make it, you know, so that you also maybe also be original. Yeah, international can be, yeah, that's not fine. But what we need to do, we need to discuss it, or we'll bring it here as a proposal to the portfolio committee so that members, technicians will send us, can critique this and look at it, because a number of other things we look, you also consider where the countries that are going, but also look at that, you know, the direct relation with the work that you're doing and where you are as a country. So that thinking has been there, but the bit of the problem is on the side of the chair of chairs, whereby they're still working around the unit agreeing the budget. But definitely there is no way that you can have an oversight visit. It is what they call study talk. They call them, yeah, the study talk. So we will definitely embark on a study talk. It is, yeah, well, it's obligated on the side of Parliament that we also go somewhere. But let's discuss and just all be comfortable about the proposal and see if we think it does relate or suggest our other opinion, discuss it. And then once that time comes, we are all comfortable with it. But possibly what we can do now, we can start to initiate a discussion. You know, we shouldn't pack it anymore. Let's initiate it so that once next year, because maybe around, is it around September or is it June, May? Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Yes. Thanks for raising that so that you also hear, because you know, we can't only study ourselves, we must also see what other countries and other people do. Yes, learning from others. Okay. Honorable Davis.
Thank you, Chair. I think broadly the programme looks quite good. There's a couple of things that I would like to suggest that we do, things that I would like to see on the programme, and then there's three things which I think we are actually obliged to put on the programme. So I'm going to start with the things that I would like, and then I'll finish with the things that I think that we actually have to in terms of the law or in terms of other obligations. The first thing is, you know, we've been talking about a study trip. We know that the Minister went on her own study trip to China. And I think it would be very interesting for her to brief the committee on exactly what she found in China on her trip, and on what we can learn from China and the way that they do broadcasting and the way that they regulate the internet and all the things that she discussed in China. I think it would be very, very thought-provoking and interesting for us to hear exactly what she learned in China. So I'd like to put that on the agenda. The second thing is the Solomon Publication Board's draft online regulation policy. The committee will probably know that there's been quite a lot of opposition and it's quite a controversial policy. And there's a big conversation going on in civil society and among various industry stakeholders. When we were on oversight last week, a lot of the entities we visited did mention this thing in their presentation. And I think that we're not part of this conversation at this point. And I just feel now that the public submission process is over, perhaps we should have a deliberation, or at least hear from the Minister, or the Minister along with the Formal Publications Board, about the proposal, so that we can start being part of this conversation, because at the moment the conversation is happening without us. Those are the two things I would like to be on the programme. There's three things which I think must be on the programme. You did discuss the SABC board vacancies, and that we will find interview dates in due course. But I would just like to make a proposal. You know, the SABC board only has 6 board members at the moment. And according to the Act, the Broadcasting Act, we need 9. And I feel that if we can just fill that one vacancy, that Evan Shabalala vacancy, we've already shortlisted, we have those 5 shortlisted names. If we can just conduct the interviews for that one position, we'd already go some way forward towards getting a quorum. Because if you include the executive directors, there's an argument that there could be a quorum, but at the moment there isn't really a quorum. So I just feel that if we could just expedite that process of finding a replacement for Ellen Shabalala, we've already done the shortlisting, so all we need to do is just interview those 5 people that we've shortlisted, and those 5 people have been waiting now for a bit, I think about 8 or 9 months. So that's my suggestion for that. Then on ICASA, think we absolutely have to deal with the ACASA vacancies because, as you know, the National Assembly has sent it back to this committee to deal with because of the Tami and Tintini matter. The committee must deal with those. I mean, I think that there are currently 5 vacancies and we recommended 8 names. But because one of those names was Tami and Tintini and because of his criminal record, it was withdrawn from the National Assembly and sent back to us. So it seems to me that this committee absolutely is obliged to deal with that issue fairly urgently, because especially because of ACASA, I think they only have 3 councillors at the moment, and there's 5 vacancies. So please can we put that on the agenda urgently. And then the last thing is on the 21st of April, according to the minutes that we just adopted as a committee, we resolved to get a full presentation on the multi-choice SABC agreement. On the 21st of April, according to the minutes we just adopted as a committee, it says that we resolved to get a full presentation on the multi-choice SABC deal. I'll just look at the actual wording, just so that we're clear. It was the minutes of the 21st of April. It says on page 4, the committee deliberated and resolved to find a suitable date to get the full presentation on this matter. So I think we are now, because we've adopted these minutes, we are duty-bound then to do that. So I think we do need to schedule a meeting, probably with the minister, the SABC board, and probably representatives from MultiChoice to discuss that deal. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. It's a place full. You want to actually to before?
I just want to check with something that says it was reached now by honorable minister. I don't know why he is so selective when coming to which person he has advertised with why he was not. Because as far as I understand that there are plenty posts that are supposed to be advertised from the and we cannot just be selective. If we advertise, let's advertise them well. And then going to ECAP, we need to, I don't know, we will discuss it when we start. But maybe we should one day check, put this issue of ECAP and NDBA, as we know that Mr. Thompson and is also a board member of MGP. So maybe we should just bring back and talk about it. I don't know. Thank you.
Okay. Yes, I think that the last issue that you're raising, maybe we need to come back to it. How are we handling both the issues? I'll still get back to it, yes. That's all I want to
do. Just two issues. One, of course, she can have to the privilege information Honorable David has got on the China study talk. Something that some of us are not aware of. Just an election note. I'm saying it's privileged in the days that some of us do not know about it. I'm only getting it from you now. But I thought the report which was sent back to the committee by the assembly was on the day of the recommendation by the subcommittee of this portfolio committee. And I thought, I think it's an issue that must sweat started. Because when that outside SWEP report came out, it was on the basis of a recommendation by the subcommittee. So I thought that the procedure should then to allow the subcommittee to reprocess the matter. Once the subcommittee is ready, you can then say at the emphasis to the portfolio committee, can you then prepare the matter back to us? And not that all around. Yeah, so just on the two issues. But on the rest of the issues, I don't have problems in them coming back. Thanks.
chance on a member. Maybe let's go issue by issue on all those things, and then I'll pause to see if we're all comfortable. Let's start with the trip, the China trip. I think it was raised that SABC, right, when we went for the oversight visit, that they went to the they went on a trip. There was an apology that the minister together with the chairperson of the board are in China. Okay. What I need to indicate is that Honorable Davis, the department undergoes a lot of trips. So many. You know what they've got, they're implementing programs that be sent sometimes by the president and so there are a lot of trips that they've undergone, not only the China one. And I don't think we'll keep up as the portfolio committee who want to call them for each and every trip. That what is this trip and that. But what we can do now is that there are trips that have a direct, that we have direct interest as the entire portfolio committee on them. For example, there are trips where the minister has gone and the international treaties that have been signed. Yes, those are the trips that I think we can then proclaim for the portfolio committee. Already there are the international portfolio committee did actually approach us as well, and we with that also started treaties and so on that also have an impact, and we actually agreed with them that once they put that meeting of the treaties as the international, which relates to the portfolio committee on communications, Minister Mutambi would like to have a joint meeting. So we have already looked into the issues that involved the treaties, but we can't call them for each and every trip. They're, you know, they're from Russia, they're from, you know, we'll never stop. But we will call, when the minister did do some treaties with the other countries, it relates to the CCT. It's things that we have the interest, and therefore, probably the minister will be, and I think we are noting that we do need that meeting, a joint meeting with the international portfolio committee. Well, we'll be looking at the treaties that relate to us, because we do need to get a briefing there. So they were accepted, the international, is it also, okay, no, it's not a problem, we'll actually engage once it comes to that, but those treaties do have to come back to us, because we're also going to deal with oversight over that things agreement. So that's one is taken. The next one on the online law of legislation. Honorable Davis, I will agree with you as far as our area is concerned. We do have to deal with this. We do need to deal with films and publications as well on this issue. At the moment, all the process is at the government level. The engagement is at the government level. It still has to come to Parliament. So, yes, we have to have a meeting. We need to look into that, of course. Our thinking was that the next quarter we'll be looking at the legislation agents and all the issues, and therefore if that the issues of those matters will come there. But at the moment, it's the government process that is taking place. It's their deadlines, it's not ours. Once it comes to us, then we'll have our own process as per requirement of Parliament. How do we take the legislation, etc., etc. So, I'm investigating that on the coming time we'll have these matters and all matters that we mentioned, but those are the amendments that we need to put forward as a portfolio committee. On the board vacancies, I think we might also, can I just say maybe consult and come back for a discussion with the portfolio committee, because I also think that if we do piece by piece interviews, it might absorb us. Possibly we needn't do the interviews at once, but let's go and consult, and I'll come back on that matter. So let me take it, I'll bring it back to the portfolio committee. But also I needed to indicate that the board members are nine, as SAPC says, and the ninth one is this appointment of the group CEO currently of Matlans, maybe it's nine. In terms of the figure, so as they do call it as a spread, just for information on that. And then on the ICASA, well, of course, I think I would need to come back with that one. Honorable Van Dijk will remember that when we were conducting the interview, there was that issue raised, and we actually went to the documents. I don't know what actually happened later, but we went to the documents which were sent by the state agent. It was not professional, we don't know how to get. He did the vetting, it was raised, and then we said, I think later those documents, and we looked at them. And also, you wrote me a letter. I also asked them again for the second time, the state agent, and I sent the letter. But let me then consult on this matter, I'll get back. Because if the experts and the professional people give us information, of course, I would be able to remember that I also indicated that possibly we might also call them as well to come and tell us how to deal with this process. But let me go ahead and consult our get back as well in this form of it better, because those are critical matters for the portfolio committee to need to hear that. The last issue was the presentation on the multi-choice deal. Yeah, we will look into that. Of course, possibly the coming term, there would attend be discussion of that nature. So I wonder if I've touched all other areas and other issues the members want to raise. Okay. Members, if there is nothing else to raise. Yes, that's what I'm looking at.
Thank you, Chairperson. Thank you. I mean, I appreciate your commitment to consult and come back to us, but can we then discuss this next week at our meeting? Can we have a slot to just make sure that we actually cover all of this ground and it doesn't just disappear, so that we will come to an agreement on what to do about the CASA board, the multi-source deal, the SABC board vacancies, and the other things. I mean, is that okay if we just do that? Because then I'm just quite concerned about these things. They are urgent, and a lot of people are asking, what are we doing about these things?
I must actually agree for the next meeting. Those are the joint meeting. But the coming meeting we can. Yeah, on the coming meeting. And also, I'm making a commitment on the SAPC and on ICASA. There's no issue around the multi-choice. Once the space for next term comes, we will be able to program those methods in the coming term. Honorable Mr.
No, I think that's a good summary. I'll probably anticipate to commit the portfolio committee will come back next week on all these issues. Because if we are leaving all these issues with the office, the question, my take is that we are driving the office. So once they are in, forget to then come back. So I have a reservation as well for us to commit this proposal to convene to say we reconvene on all these issues and say on this one is our proposal. So I think that's a good one. Once you are ready, you will come back.
Okay, now thank you very much, honourable members. Honourable members, I'm putting this third term program for adoption by the portfolio committee. As a proposal, any mover for the adoption of the program, Honorable Kevin Moving, seconded by Honorable Kevin. Look at me. Thank you very much, Honorable Members. Sincerely appreciate it, and I need to also emphasize at the end again of this program. Thank you for your patience, waiting for so long, and also still apologizing for too long. Thank you very much.
I'm not sure if you're talking.